Who knows what may come next?
From Toronto in Canada, that is Anvil on Triple J, Metal on Metal, and two gentlemen who are intimately concerned with that particular song because they are from the band Anvil, Lips and Rob Reiner. Welcome to Triple J, and I guess it's nice to be playing your music on the radio right across the nation because it's been a long time coming in many ways, hasn't it? The film which we've seen, which is named after your band, is a fairly extraordinary account of your guys' band. But for those who haven't seen it, and it's only just been released in Australia, so lots of people listening probably haven't seen it.
September 10th, I think.
Is it? Yeah. Give us just I know it's a 30-year-plus history, but just give us a little bit of a history behind Anvil.
Well, Rob and I started playing together in 1973. And we just kept it going, man, you know, built a band that we thought, you know, that would be never to sell out, you know, and become, you know, soft and lame.
Keep the integrity always there.
Keep the integrity going and never soften up, you know. And by the time we were about 18 or 19, we put sort of the band that we began recording together, you know. So,
and there was some very strong success, wasn't it?
Fairly strong success.
Yeah, it was. Those early albums did very well, influenced the whole generation of rockers that came after.
Yeah. Did you realize that at the time, or was that
No. We did everything innocently and honestly, only for ourselves. Mm. It was all for ourselves, hoping people would dig it. Mm.
Well, fast forward 30 years, and the film finds you guys still making music, but at that stage, it's fair to say, things not going quite so well for Anvil.
Well, that's really
subjective.
True.
Well,
yeah, we've been very successful. We've recorded 13 albums and been touring for 30 years.
See, that's
and
what I love.
Happily married with lovely children. Mm.
Yeah, there's on every other possible level of life that couldn't be more successful.
See, this is what I love about Anvil, the fact that you are successful to yourselves, which is so important. And how does it feel when the bands that you influenced did go soft? Or did, you know, there's a lot of bands, say, metal bands in the 90s who put out a lot of bad grunge records trying to skewer their music to fit the sounds that were popular at the time. And you guys are just playing the same awesome 80s thrash metal that you started out playing and just, you know, but still having to work day jobs.
It never really bothered me because life is filled with balances. While I'm doing that supplemental work, I'm only working half days, and believe me, it's a lot better than everybody else that was working beside me. They didn't have Anvil. I get to leave and, you know, go on tours for a month and come back later, you know. And
the thing that is so beautiful about this film is your love and passion for music shoots through so heavily, and it really reinvests your faith in music as well. Like for people who love music, you sort of realize that seeing people who do it for that pure reason because they absolutely love it, it's really inspiring stuff. But there must have been many times, and in the film you see that, where you do question, you know, after all these years, why do we keep going? What was the motivation for you?
Well, when people ask me why do we keep going, I always think, it always makes me think of, well, I'm married, I've got three kids, the job is done. I guess should I stop making love to my wife?
It's lucky you don't have to choose either, really.
Yeah, exactly. if you love something or love somebody, there's no reason for it to discontinue. Mm.
But it must be weird. Like, I mean, there's been other movies made about other metal bands where it seems to be the motivating force in their lives is to buy more art to put in their
You're very subtle, Lindsay. I like that.
Well, come on. I mean, you know, you've got Rob here, a heavy metal drummer that loves playing drums, and then you've got a guy in another metal band who cries when he has to sell his paintings in his documentary to make a few spare million dollars. Like, the difference between, you know, the motivation is pretty. It's pretty full on.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the honesty that Metallica had is also exemplary. I tip my hat to that. It took a lot of guts to reveal their state of mind.
Well, speaking of,
to understand what that really is, you couldn't ever understand it unless you were walk a mile in their shoes, you know.
Very good point.
But speaking of taking a lot of guts, obviously you had quite a strong and trusting relationship with the director, Sasha, who followed you around on tour when he was about 15 or 16 years of age, which is obviously why the footage that has made it to the documentary, it's very raw and very open. Has there been any part of you when watching it thinking, I wish I hadn't revealed so much about myself?
Yeah, back in 1983 when Ross Helfen took a picture of me naked. I've been regretting it ever since.
But if that's your only regret, you're doing quite all right.
Yeah.
I think.
My wife's very impressed with it, especially on the big screen.
Of course. We've got Lips and Rob from the Canadian band Anvil. They are the subject of a very successful documentary and also a book as well, which has just come out, the guys have put out. The documentary has reignited. I know that you said that your level of success is measured in the fact that you are putting out music and it's not so much about album sales and all that sort of stuff, which is great. But it is fair to say that this documentary has reignited a lot of interest.
Oh, absolutely,
in
no doubt about
it's
it.
It's changed everything. We don't work no more.
Yeah,
day jobs are long gone.
No more supplemental work.
Yeah. So how are you feeling about the? I mean, after all these years, suddenly finding
we're celebrating. It's an awesome celebration.
Awesome. That's how. Yeah, that's, and it's not. That's, it's we've been asked to feel vindication, and we've been really adamant about our feelings about that, and very. Not vindication, it's celebration. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing to be gained by being vindicated, really.
And, well, in that case, if people come, instead of people coming crawling back to you, if people come back to the Anvil fold, people who may have, you know, stopped talking to you because of...
Oh, absolutely. It's hundreds of fair weather friends. It's unbelievable.
and they are some... And when you're doing well, they are the best friends to have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's when you're doing shit that they're not. Hey, can you guys hang around for a little while this morning? We'd love to have a bit more of a chat to you.
Sure.
If that's
sure.
Okay. We've got Lips and Rob from Anvil in this morning. The guys from Anvil are in.
And I've just seen a photo that is of Rob from Anvil, the drummer in Anvil, standing up at his drum kit in front of 72,000 people just a couple of weeks ago in Canada when you guys opened for AC/DC.
Yeah.
Mad.
A little bit different to some of the...
I'm still there. I'm still there.
What was going through your head when you stood up and got to play in front of that audience?
Well, I was loving every minute, but when that moment happened, that picture Lindsay's talking about, I just said to myself, I'm really living the dream.
Mm.
This is really living it.
Because in the doco, like when I said you hadn't found success, what I meant was
take it back, Robbie.
Yeah, I do take it back. But what I meant was that there are points in the film where you guys consider breaking up, and understandably so, you know, because there are a lot of challenges to
people.
That's
not... That's not true.
It's more.
The band
the
was
only
never
thing that you, the only thing that you can threaten each other with is that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's hollow, what it.
And that's what it, that's what it really is. It's the only. It's your only.
So it was never on the table.
Not really. No. There's threats. It's the way that you get your way.
Our entire friendship, we've had only, you know, half a dozen possibly disagreements or major kind of blowouts.
Yeah.
And they just happened to capture a couple on film.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of stress at that time, you know.
Of course.
Which
created Tiziana, the tour manager that we actually had at that point, caused so much turmoil. Financial turmoil. Like, we were in recording that album. She had booked up a number of shows in South America that the deposits and so forth were to help pay for our recording sessions. Mm. As it turned out, it all fell through.
Yeah.
So there we are going.
We're
in England trying to pay Chris Tangarides for his work, but we haven't got money.
What was amazing to see, though, is that your family and your friends who grouped around you at this time, and who, you know, I'm sure have probably had to do it in the past as well, knowing that there may not be a reimbursement at the end of it, or there may be, but they, you know, like there's a lot of faith in you guys from the people around you as well.
Absolutely. I mean, my sister is totally amazing, but she's always had a big heart and belief in what I've been doing, probably out of my entire family, her the most.
Mm. And we have paid her back.
Yeah. Well done, Rob.
And we were talking about you guys staying true and not selling out and always, you know, it's all about the music and about the metal. And true to your word, you've come in and you were wearing, it looks like the same bum bags or fanny packs, as you would call them, that you wore in the movie, these around your waist.
Well that's our ways of being koalas and joeys.
I've got many of them. This is like a downgraded version.
Look, can I ask you one thing? And there are a lot of people who are probably listening to this who are in bands or want to join bands. Who are scared about the music industry, scared about the...
And so they should be.
Yeah, and understandably, and you do get that feeling that there are a lot of jackals out there, from watching the Anvil film.
Bottom feeders.
Yeah, but what is the piece of advice that when people say, look, you know, I just don't think I can go on with my music or with my band, or even with my whatever your dream is. You know, it doesn't have to be music necessarily.
You owe it to yourself to fulfill your own life.
Shouldn't quit on yourself.
Everybody
does. You need to be happy.
Yeah.
It's all about self-happiness. That's what it's all about.
So if you have to work a supplementary job so long as you can get to be in front of an audience or record records, then so be it. It's a small price to pay for happiness, really. Because people who go to jobs that hate their job, they sit there, you know, from 9 to 5 and rip their hair out and wish for things that are better, but they haven't got another element in their life to escape through. If you're lucky enough to have music in your life, then you don't have to. Then you have that exit, that way out the back door into the beautiful sunshine.
I call it a three-letter word, FUN, fun.
I'm glad it wasn't a four-letter word.
Well, that comes under the fun. That's under the large umbrella of fun. Awesome. So you guys are going to be back for Soundwave. You're just a promotional tour now, and the movie's all over Australia at the moment.
Well, very soon.
September 10th, I believe, it comes out. Is what they call it.
And then you'll be back for the Soundwave Festival. And
are you ready to rock Australia? And
I can't wait. We cannot wait.
And are you going to have Juggernaut of Justice ready by then?
No, Juggernaut comes out next summer, hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a lot of catching up to do. You've got to realize that for the most part, particularly in the USA, we've had no releases there.
So you've got
they got 13 albums to catch up on. So never mind adding months. A 14.
There's a lot of homework to be done for the States and probably for Australia as well. Listen, Lips and Rob Reiner from Canadian band Anvil, thank you so much for dropping in. The book is out. The film is coming out on September 10 in Australia. And if you're a music lover and you really want to be refreshed about the love of music and why people do it for really amazing reasons, then it's definitely a film worth checking out. Gentlemen, thanks for dropping in to Triple J. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.